Brownsburg ball to start the fourth quarter. They lead 44-43. Brownsburg through three quarters, 19 of 35 for the field, 54%. Warsaw 14 of 38 as the pass inside is knocked away and taken away. Vilma tipped it free. Wren stole it. Warsaw again with a chance for the lead. This is about their seventh trip in a row. Zartman out top Winchester. Now to Neely. Left side Vilma. Now Zartman top of the circle. Shakes free but didn't shoot. Wren dumps it down to Neely at the high post. Pass tipped from behind and taken away. Again, that's got to be a bounce pass down in there. Down inside the other way. Toomey put it up, missed it. And a whistle and a foul called. Gordon over the top of Winchester, who blocked out beautifully. Debbie Smiley pleads her case. She gets no satisfaction. Again, Gordon with her elbows on top of Brooks' shoulders. And I can read Debbie Smiley's lips right down here below. She said she didn't touch her. Well, that's not necessarily true. Again, Warsaw. I'm going to call it eight possessions now. Their eighth possession in a row, the chance to take the lead. Down 44-43. Neely, and a whistle and a timeout, Lenny Krebs. This is a 30. We'll take it. 7:15 left to go. Warsaw trails by one early in the fourth. We're back at 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 7:15 left. Brownsburg 44, Warsaw 43. The Lady Bulldogs have two fulls and a mini left. Warsaw has all three of their full timeouts left. The possession arrow belongs to Warsaw on the next held ball. And Warsaw gets it in right in front of their bench. Neely to the center circle for Bricker. Bricker against Bullock. Off a Zartman screen. Dribbles right. One hands it back across. Zartman a catch and shoot. Three-pointer is in and out. In and out. And the rebound to Bullock for Brownsburg. Dean, I thought that was good. But again, Warsaw comes up empty. Bullock dumps it down into Gordon. She'll turn in the lane and shoot it short. Got a rebound over Chastain. Missed it again. It's tipped out of bounds. It's going to belong to Brownsburg. That time, Gordon went over top of Chastain. Chastain was doing her best, but just couldn't keep the bigger girl out of there. And it ended up going off of Winchester and out of bounds. Hendricks with four fouls comes into the game for Bullock, who did just fine while she was in there. Toomey to throw it in down here below us. Gets it in the corner and then right back into Gordon in the lane. She'll turn and shoot short. Got her own rebound. Foul called against Winchester. And that's Brooks' third, but it's a good foul to take because Gordon was going to score a layup and maybe get a three-point play had she not. And again, it's Hendricks to throw it in. Nope, check that. It's Toomey to throw it in. Again, right down here below us. Gordon wants it right in front. Winchester lean as hard as she can. And the pass goes into McCullough. Out to Steers. Steers dribbles out top. Throws it in the lane. Warsaw doubles teams down in there. They kick it out. Toomey from the free throw line rolls it in. Her first points of this half. She's got 8, 46-43. Bricker the other way. Drives around Gordon and puts it off the glass and in. Bricker works it to the left in transition and scores 46-45 Brownsburg. 6:18 left to go fourth quarter. McCullough deep in the backcourt, trapped up the sidelines for Hendricks down in deep. Toomey wide open for two. Toomey now in double figures and Warsaw threw the ball out of bounds. A completely unforced turnover there. Timeout Brownsburg. It is a 30. 6:05 left to go in the game. Brownsburg leads 48-45. We're back at 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Timeout Brownsburg. After a careless turnover by the Lady Tigers, there was nobody from Brownsburg in the backcourt. Warsaw turns it over. They lead 48-45. Let's see what Debbie Smiley's got in mind here. Down in deep to Gordon. She'll shoot it lefty and miss it. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Winchester. And again, Warsaw gets a big break. Bricker in transition. Ahead to Zartman left wing from 30. Short. Rebound. Neely into the corner. Bricker. A three to tie is good. Bricker with her second three of the game. She's got 14, and we're tied at 48 with 5:45 left to go. Gordon at midcourt. Does not want to dribble. Gets it across the line to me. Up the sideline, Hendricks against Chastain. Now turns to the baseline side. Dumps it down into Gordon. She'll turn in the lane and shoot it and miss it, but a foul called. Winchester now has four. And this one comes with 5:28 left to go. Lenny Krebs looking up the four-sided clock and scoreboard. Talking now with assistant coaches Kevin Bragg and Jim Spiker about what to do. Free throw up, no good. Gordon's a 64% free throw shooter. That's her first free throw of the game. She missed it. One more coming up for the 6'6 junior. It's up, and that one's good. She's got 15 points. Brownsburg ahead 49-48. 5.5 minutes left to play. Bricker out of the left. Goes right off a Winchester screen. Now to Winchester left of the key beyond the arc. And a whistle and a foul call. Gordon's going to get her third foul. Oh, and Lenny Krebs has been told to chill out a little bit. Gordon knew she was going to get beat. Winchester's just quicker. And 20 feet out, it's not a good situation for Gordon, so she chucked her pretty hard with the forearm. They did call it. Zartman on the weave to Winchester. Fakes the handoff. Bricker backdoor cut. Drives the block, slips it across to a wide-open Chastain, and she puts it in. Chastain scores, and Warsaw has the lead for the first time since early in the game. Warsaw leads 50-49. In the backcourt, McCullough drives left. Oh, lost the ball, but got it back. And then a foul is going to be called on Braley going for the ball. It flipped out of McCullough's hand and went about 8 feet up in the air. And Chastain went to get it and ran into McCullough. And then for Braley, that's your third. Three team fouls this quarter against Warsaw. Two have been called against Brownsburg. Toomey will throw it in. Gordon is out. And they bring Montgomery in. And they get it into a cutting Montgomery, and she'll dive to the basket and score. Montgomery with 10. Brownsburg back in front. Chastain back to a trailing Neely. Skip pass across to Zartman down to the block for Bricker. Bricker backs the baseline, turns it in, shoots and missed it, and then fights for the rebound. It's loose. It's still loose and grabbed by Toomey for Brownsburg. Being chased by Bricker. McCullough out of the near side. Hendricks down to the corner for Steers. Back out top for Toomey. Cross-court pass for McCullough. McCullough off a high screen and roll. Throws it out to the top for Steers. 4:15 left. Steers dribbles right. Picks up her dribble. Lobs it out top. Cutting Hendricks. Leans in on Bricker. Put it up. Foul call. Bricker's going to get her first. And with 4:09 left, Brownsburg back to the free throw line to shoot, leading by one. This is Hendricks at the line, a 44% free throw shooter, shooting two. And the first one is up, and it's good. She averages under 8 points a game. She's got three. 52-50 Brownsburg. And one more to put the Bulldogs back up by three, which it feels like they've been ahead by one or three for the last 7 minutes of the game. Second one's up. That one's good, too. Well, they're doing some things they haven't been doing, like making free throws. We're halfway through the fourth, and Brownsburg leads 53-50. Winchester out there with four fouls. Now Chastain right wing, and her pass inside is tipped and taken away. Stolen by Hendricks, outlet to midcourt, foul called on Zartman. And Zartman commits her first foul to save a layup. It'll be out of bounds, I think, to Brownsburg, but for the last time, free throws will be in effect. No, that's the 15 foul. Steers at the free throw line to shoot with 3:55 left. Warsaw had the lead momentarily at 5:02 of the fourth. Now Steers shoots to put him up four, and she missed it. Again, as a team, they're only 54%. You figure with the team that you have that shoots 79%, you have an advantage here down the stretch. That one's good. Steers makes one out of two. Quickly down court, Chastain at the right wing. Back out to Neely, 54-50. Warsaw down by four. Zartman left wing against Toomey. Out top for Chastain. Now back out top. Oh, Bricker got free. Down in deep, Neely. Neely to the baseline. Throws it back out, Zartman. Zartman with a head fake and a shot from the left corner. An air ball. And Montgomery's got the rebound for Brownsburg. Montgomery's going to take it herself. Races in on Bricker. Runs her over. Whistle. Offensive foul call. Again, that's in a position where Bricker fell straight backwards and landed out of bounds. That's how deep she was. Debbie Smiley is thinking the same thing I'm thinking. You guys have called that play that way three times in this game. And a lot of places, that is not called that way at all. Warsaw has the ball back. 3:22 left, down by four. Winchester left side, Bricker. Bricker makes a head fake, drives into the block, forced it up and in. Bricker now with 16 points to lead all scorers in the game. 54-52, 3:08 left. McCullough up the left wing into a trap. Picks up her dribble. Lobs cross court. Caught there by Hendricks. Down to the baseline. Steers. An open three is good. Steers hits a three-pointer. It's a five-point lead for Bronzeburg. 57-52. 2:50 left to go. Winchester at the top. Makes a head fake. Drives right. Takes it in. Put it up. Foul call. Montgomery with her fourth. Winchester, who frankly looks exhausted. She's been leaning on Avery Gordon this entire time. And Gordon comes to the scores table as Winchester gets the ball to shoot two. The first one's up, and it's in. That's her first point that didn't come in the second quarter. She had 11 of Orsa's 23 in the second. She now has 12. Montgomery out, Gordon in with 2:44 left. And there's some concern as Winchester gets the ball for the second free throw. They're talking to Lenny Krebs. Free throw up and good. Winchester makes both. Timeout, Warsaw. Timeout, Lady Tigers. It is a full 2:44 left to play here in the semifinals of the Center Grove Holiday Tournament. It's 57-54 Brownsburg, and we're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you at Center Grove High School. 57-54 Brownsburg. 2:44 left after the free throws by Winchester. Warsaw takes timeout. They have two left. Warsaw pressing, and it's Gordon in the backcourt. Throws it back for McCullough. She'll get it into the front court against Zartman. Dribbles down in deep. Throws it down to Gordon. She'll turn and shoot and score. They played behind her. She made an eight-footer. Bricker the other way. Warsaw down by five. Winchester left corner, three-pointer. Rimming no good. Fight for the rebound. McCullough's got it for Brownsburg. And they're controlled the game now, up by five with 2:14 to go. Hendricks down in deep. Gordon turns again. Shoots and missed it. Tipped and grabbed by Chastain for the Lady Tigers. Outlets to Bricker. Bricker up the near side of the floor. Gets down to 25 feet. Out top to Winchester. Winchester looking, one dribbling off to Neely. Neely off a screen, drives in, kicks it out. Chastain in the corner, passed up the three, finds Bricker at the free throw line. Drives in the lane, fakes again, across to Winchester, makes a head fake, drives in, underhand flip shot is good. Winchester now with 15, Warsaw down 59-56, 1:38 left to go. Warsaw backs up into a 1-3-1 defense, long cross-court pass McCullough. And Toomey across the line, batted away, knocked out of bounds. Bricker batted it to the sideline right in front of the scorer's table. And it just barely tipped the line before Jocelyn could get to it. McCullough in the backcourt has the inbounds pass. Walks it into the front. Warsaw will try to come and trap. Now they back out of it. Steers in the center circle. Pass deflected. Winchester dives for it and comes out of there with it and got a timeout. Winchester sold out to get that loose ball. It's a full timeout for Warsaw. Down 59-56 with 1:18 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 59-56. Brownsburg by three. 1:18 left. Both teams in the bonus from here out. Possession here belongs to Warsaw if we need it. More importantly, the ball belongs to Warsaw down by three now. The strategy here with this team, you would think the strategy is to get a three-point shot open and take it and make it and tie the game. But their three-point shots are not going in tonight. Through three quarters, they were 9 of 22. And in the fourth quarter, they look exhausted because basically they've been chasing since the end of the first quarter. So Gordon is in the game. If you can get something moving to the basket, that would be the preferred method. Get a layup here and then play defense. Zartman dribbles right, hands off to Winchester in the weave from right to left. She'll give to Bricker. Bricker cuts down the lane, a cross-court pass to Chastain. She bobbled it, kicks it out. Winchester open for three, rimming, no good. Neely the rebound, back up and in. Neely scores, 59-58, 55 seconds to go. Toomey at the line, runs into Zartman, now turns it to double team. It's loose, it's taken away. Zartman the steal to Bricker, blocked off the backboard. What a play. Back to Zartman, three-pointer, short, rebound, loose. Again, Winchester dives on it, held ball, and timeout, Warsaw. I'll be 100% honest, I don't know who blocked it because I didn't think there was anybody anywhere near her when she drove to the basket. Timeout, Tigers. We're keeping it here with 40 seconds to go. That looked like the one to take the lead. That was going to be the play of the game, maybe. And it might still be, because whoever blocked that may have just saved the game for Brownsburg, because that looked like a layup. You talk about girls selling out. There are Lady Tigers doing everything they can to try to pull this game out, playing the championship against number four Center Grove, which will start at 7 o'clock tonight. The consolation game starts at 5, so we'll either go on at 4:40 or 6:40, and it is a hard start tonight for the consolation and the championships. So they will start at 5 and at 7 no matter what. What a game. Crazy game. Warsaw with the ball, 40.4 left, now out of timeouts. Trailing 59-58. Again, five team fouls have been called against Warsaw, four against Brownsburg, so it's bonus free throw shooting the rest of the way for both teams. And it's Warsaw ball on the baseline right at the far end as we look at it from the northeast corner of this beautiful gymnasium, which seats about 3,500. Not quite as big as the Tiger Den, but pretty close. Bricker baseline right at the far end. Looking, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Montgomery, and Warsaw will play it in now from the corner. This is a much more difficult place to put it in. Chastain will play it in from there. This is a tough spot for Braley. She gets the ball. Warsaw tries to stack it, and they get it into Zartman. Zartman with 38 seconds. Warsaw down by one. Dribbles right, hands off to Winchester. Winchester hands off to Bricker. Bricker cuts in, then cuts back out. Winchester starts in, then back to Bricker, 28 seconds. Double team, back to Neely, now to Winchester, top of the circle. Now to Bricker, 23 seconds. Bricker backs it out to line, right side Chastain. Chastain out to Winchester, left side Bricker. They clear out the left. She drives in, floats it off the glass, no good. Rebound grab by Hendricks. Hendricks up the sideline, pass ahead for Steers. Steers with 7 seconds, six. Warsaw's got a foul and a whistle, and a foul is called with 5.2 left. It was not a wide-open shot by any means. McCullough was in front of Bricker, but the shot came up short, and now with 5.2 left, Steers gets two free throws. And again, remember, Warsaw doesn't have any timeouts left. 5.2, you have time to get the ball down the floor. Gordon is not in the game, so let's see what happens. Steers, shoots, and hits. 7 points. She's 2 out of 3 at the line. Again, Brownsburg shoots 54%, but they've been a lot better than that today. One more to make it a 3-point game with 5 seconds left. It's in the air. It's no good. Neely's got the rebound, and she's fouled! She's fouled! The free throw by Steers is no good, and a foul is called against McCullough, and Warsaw will shoot two free throws with 4.3 left, and if she makes them both, she could tie the game. Here's Alexis Neely, 17 out of 20 at the free throw line this season. She's one of the three girls from Warsaw that you would want up in this scenario. She gets two free throws, and she shoots the first one, no good. Wide right. Never had a chance. Now, how do you want to play this? Again, Warsaw doesn't have a timeout, but Brownsburg does, and they take it. I'm stunned that they don't have Gordon in the game. You want this rebound, but they don't have her out there. 60-58. Brownsburg by two. My guess is Lenny Krebs is kneeling in front of his girls, and he's diagramming a way for Alexis to throw this ball off the backboard, hit the rim, and hope for a Lady Tiger to grab it and either get fouled or score. If Warsaw can't come back, they'll play Jeffersonville at 5 o'clock if they can figure out a way to get this thing to overtime and then win it in overtime. Then they would play at 7 o'clock against the host school, Center Grove. We told you about this tournament, the Carol Toomey tournament. She was employed in this school corporation, Center Grove, for 40 years before she retired from here in 2003. She's a member of the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. She was the first coach ever of girls basketball here at Center Grove. After she retired from here, she went to Franklin and became a professor. So they brought her out today. She's in a wheelchair. But it was good to see her here today. And what a game she's seen here in game two. Neely now with the ball. One free throw left. Warsaw down by two. 4 seconds left. Shoots it. Makes it. Makes it. And now Warsaw will press. And they got it in. No, they did not. They called timeout. Timeout Brownsburg, that's their last. Still 4 seconds left to play. 60-59 Lady Bulldogs. Again, I know Coach Windhorst listens to these broadcasts, and I know he remembers that game 32 years ago, almost 33 years ago now, between Warsaw Brownsburg and the state semifinals. I covered that game because my job as a student reporter at Butler was to go report on sporting events. And so I went to the state finals that year and hung out with the teams during their shoot around, got to know Coach Windhorst, and of course then worked with him from that following year, 91-92, all the way until he stepped down from coaching at the end of the 2004 season, which the 2004 team's coming back next Saturday. They will be at the Tiger Den to be honored. And so we will be bringing you that ceremony after the JV game. They're going to have a little reunion before that. And then there'll be a ceremony with some presentations before that. Toomey's going to throw it in. Gordon is back in the game for Brownsburg. Again, she's a really good target to get the ball in bounds. Toomey bounces in Hendricks, and she's immediately fouled. Warsaw lost 9-tenths of a second there. Zartman picks up her second. We'll walk down to the near end, and two free throws are coming for Emma Hendricks. Hendricks is a 44% free throw shooter who's 2 out of 2. And again, Warsaw does not have timeouts. So if they get the rebound in the second one, they've got to manufacture something quickly. Hendricks shoots, missed it. Gordon's coming out. Montgomery back in. Hendricks gets one more. Her team up by one. 3.4 left. And the senior at 5'8 takes a big deep breath. Dribbles 4 times. Shoots it. Got that one. That actually helps Warsaw. One last chance for the Lady Tigers. Zartman will look to throw it the length. Warsaw needs 2 to tie. Throws it down court. Caught by the Lady Tigers. Bricker a 3 in the air at the buzzer. Air ball. And the buzzer sounds and the game's over. They ran the Valparaiso play. They ran it perfectly, but the shot was way off the mark. And Brownsburg has beaten Warsaw 61-59 here in the second semifinal of the Carol Toomey Holiday Tournament at Center Grove. Postgame coverage begins after these words on News Now Warsaw. 61-59, Brownsburg beats Warsaw today in the second semifinal of the Carol Toomey Tournament here at Center Grove High School in the south side of Indianapolis. Brownsburg is now 6-8 on the season. Warsaw falls to 8-6. Final scoring for the Lady Bulldogs: Delaney Steers, 7 points. Emma Hendricks, 5. They had Macy Toomey with 10 points. Sienna Bradley, 2. El McCullough with 8, including a couple of three-pointers. And then in double figures, Morgan Montgomery off the bench, 10 points today. Nobody saw those 10 points coming, and Avery Gordon finished with 17. She led the Lady Bulldogs. For Warsaw, Alexis Neely, 3. Delaney Villema, 2 and a 3 for 5 for her first points of the season. Kelsey Wren, 2. Rayleigh Chastain, 2. And then 3 in double figures. Yep, those 3 again. You had Brooke Winchester with 15, and Jocelyn Bricker and Brooke Zartman each with 16, but Zartman did not score in the fourth quarter. It was 20-13 Bulldogs after one. That is an 18-4 run because Warsaw was ahead 9-2 early in the contest. Warsaw with a better second quarter outscored Brownsburg 23-17. They trailed 39-36 after three, and then a real struggle for both teams in the third quarter. Warsaw outscored Brownsburg 7-5. Felt like the Lady Tigers had kind of rolled the momentum their way in that third quarter, but they were just unable to get over the hump. I'm going to say they had the last 6 to 8 possessions of the third quarter in which they had a chance to take the lead down 44-43, and they got some open shots, some layups, and they just were unable to punch the lead their direction. They did have the lead early in the fourth quarter at 5:02 of the third. They took the lead, but immediately, two passes later, Brownsburg put the ball in the basket to go back ahead, and they led from the rest of the way out, and they win the game 61-59. We were tied at 39, 41, and 48, and we had those three lead changes. Again, earlier, Center Grove beat Jeffersonville 72-24, so the matchups are set. Warsaw will play Jeffersonville at 5 o'clock. We'll go on at 4:40 on News Now Warsaw, and it'll be Brownsburg and Center Grove for the championship coming up at 7 o'clock. When we come back, the final stats next on News Now Warsaw. Lenny Krebs is up here after a 61-59 loss to Brownsburg, and that may be the most frustrating, because so many times in the last 10 minutes of the game, your kids had a chance to take the momentum and run with it, and it just didn't happen.
We played hard. We were engaged. We were together. We were focused. All of those things, a lot of positives in this game, especially when you go back to Huntington, a big step forward from where we were to where we are right now. Ultimately, it comes down to making shots. We had plenty of opportunities to take a lead, to make some shots and come out on the front end with some momentum. And, you know, we just didn't finish. We had a long stretch in the third quarter where we were down one and just couldn't put the ball in the hole. You know, there at the end, we had a couple opportunities. And we have to get just a little bit tougher in that situation, in a sense, knowing we're in the bonus. And at the very least, you're going to foul me. It's not about can I get a shot off at that point in time. It's you're either going to give me a basket or you're going to foul me. And we have to get better at getting to the free throw line in situations like that. But definitely a step forward from where we were.
Again, the defense this has become a trend, right? Brownsburg, who normally shoots about 45%, shot 53% in the game today, 24 of 45. They made free throws, which is not in their character. They're about 54% for the season, and today they made 10 out of 15. And it's just another example of girls making plays on the other side, and your kids just didn't.
You know, part of their shooting percentage goes down to the fact of where they were shooting from. You put a 6'6 kid down there on the block, they're going to get some good shots. Like we talked about in the pregame, she's good at what she does. She's athletic. She finishes well around the rim. She creates second chance opportunities. You know, how do you block out a 6'6 kid? We got one call with a push from behind from her tonight. And those are rare to get with a 6'6 kid, because she can just go above you and get the basketball. Part of that shooting percentage is that. The other part is we have to be smarter about knowing who the shooter is. We talked in the pregame that they had one person that was shooting 42 to 45%, and we let her get a couple of threes off that she shouldn't have got off. And that's us being aware of who we're defending, not just that I'm defending someone, knowing that person's strengths and weaknesses. And that makes it difficult when you do switch on defense from person to person, but you have to know who you're switching on to and what their strengths and weaknesses are. And we have to do a better job in situations like that. But, you know, I'm pleased with our effort. I'm pleased with how hard and focused we played. Last opportunity to score right there. They executed the play we wanted at the end, threw the ball long, hit the person on the wing, all that without a timeout. And you know, that's a tribute to them, that they know what you want to do. And it just comes down to making shots.
You've got 3.5 hours before you've got to do this all over again against the Jeffersonville team that got roughed up pretty good by Center Grove today. What did you see in them?
You know, they're going to be athletic. They're going to have some shooters. They're going to push a ball. They're not going to be afraid to play the pace we want to play. We have to be a little bit more disciplined than they are with our pace, a little bit more organized with our chaos. It's hard to tell what you actually saw because Center Grove, like you said, got them pretty good, took them out of what they wanted to do. So we're going to have to take care of the basketball, and we need to try to push it up. The question becomes, how much do we have left in the tank with such a quick turnaround?
Your bench is going to be really important in the next game.
You know, it's going to be critical. We need some of our bench kids to continue to step up and understand what we're trying to do. And this is an opportunity for them to do that. I challenged our kids in the locker room in the sense of, in their mind, this game could appear to be meaningless because there's not really much at stake. But my challenge to them is it's their last opportunity to prep before an NLC conference game that's probably going to determine a championship. You know, what kind of momentum do you want to build in this situation in order to prepare for that NLC matchup that's waiting? We've got to be on our A game, or else we're going to be 0-2 going home if we're not careful.
Okay, we'll see you in a little bit.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krabs and the Lady Tigers, 61-59. Brownsburg beats Warsaw here this afternoon. We'll come back and give you the stats and wrap things up next on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back at Center Grove High School, Vandermeer Gymnasium. Warsaw falls to Brownsburg 61-59. Time for the final stats. They're brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For Brownsburg, again, a team that shoots 45%. They shot 53 today, 24 out of 45. They were 3 of 8 from three-point range and 10 out of 15 at the free throw line when they normally shoot 54%. Warsaw, 20 of 54 from the field, 37%. 10 of 29 from three-point range, 9 out of 10 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge by a wide margin to Brownsburg, 30 to 17. Warsaw with 9 turnovers, Brownsburg with 15. Individually for Warsaw, Brooks Hartman, 6 of 13 from the field, 4 of 10 from the arc, 16 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals. Also, Jocelyn Bricker, just 5 of 19 from the field in the game, 2 of 9 from 3-point range, 4 of 4 at the line. For her, 16 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Lex Neely had 3 points, but also had 6 assists in the game. Braylee Chastain, 1 of 1 for the field, 2 points and 1 rebound. And Brooke Winchester, 4 of 12 from the field, 3 of 8 from 3-point range, 4 of 4 at the free throw line, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals. So you go into this game, your best players have to be your best players, right? And that's what was true today. And Bricker and Winchester together, 9 of 31 from the field. And I mean, if they go 10 for 31, we're still playing. If they go 11 for 31, Warsaw's playing 2 hours later in the championship. So, and not that it's their fault, but when you're looking at the numbers, when you're two of your best three players shoot 9 of 31, it's going to be really hard to win those games, and Warsaw did not win this game tonight, or this afternoon. Those are the final stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. We'll come back and wrap things up, set the schedule for tonight and tomorrow for the boys' game next on News Now Warsaw. For the final time for now, Warsaw falls to Brownsburg today, 61-59. Brownsburg will play in the championship at 7 against Center Grove. Warsaw will take on Jeffersonville. That will start at 5 o'clock. Our coverage begins at 4:40 on News Now Warsaw. Tomorrow afternoon, the boys' basketball team is playing at Harrison in West Lafayette. That's a 1 o'clock JV start. and we'll go on at 5:55 on News Now Warsaw. Thanks for listening today. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Again, if not the outcome, Brownsburg beats Warsaw 61-59. Again, our coverage of the consolation game begins at 4:40 this afternoon. Till then, have a great afternoon, everyone.